Well, then we'll pick up our study real quick. Remember how at the beginning of looking at this Reformation timeline, we spoke about purgatory and how we need to kind of understand this. Remember purgatory, the place where our sins are to be purged from this life if we are not perfect saints? This is not Christian doctrine, it is Roman Catholic doctrine. Well, now this ends us a little bit here in the year 1517. Of course, we all probably know what happened that year. Martin Luther posted 95 theses to the church door in Wittenberg. That we know, but why did he do that? Well, some might say it was an excess of coffee, made him a little bit jittery. This, after all, was the first time that coffee had been in the European scene. But in reality, it's because of the Pope at the time, Pope Leo X. And this man wanted to leave a lasting legacy in his own honor. He wanted to be so remembered by all of Christendom. He was so vain that he needed this even more than wanted it. He wanted his name in lights, so to speak, although he wouldn't know that the electric light bulb would be invented 400 years later. Pope Leo X is a sad example of what happens when a pastor wants to make a name for himself, but lets the sheep entrusted to his care slip away into the maw of hell. Anyway, this vain pastor of pastors and his advisors came up with this brilliant idea. St. Peter's Church is a church that was built in the 4th century by Constantine the Great. But now, in the 1500s, the church is more than a century old. More than a millennium old. It had seen lootings and ransackings and fires and all kinds of calamities. So you can imagine the upkeep that was required on this kind of church. Pope Leo X decided that he would renovate, restore, and even remodel the church to become a basilica, a specific architectural type. You know it when you see it. And this would be the home and heart of the faith. And by the way, it still is actually today. There was only one problem. Pope Leo X was a spendthrift, a prodigal, a squanderer, a hedonist. He loved pleasure. He loved comfort. He loved the people's adoration, and he borrowed heavily, and then he spent heavily. Now, the problem for him was that the Vatican was broke. They had no money to spend on St. Peter's. Pope Leo X was in a pickle. How could he leave a legacy that would bear his name when he had no money to do so? Well, he and his advisors had another brilliant idea. They would use the fear of purgatory and the time that the sinners of this life would have to spend there in order to make their money. They would sell indulgences. An indulgence is a letter or a note or some kind. It basically promises that whoever's name is on that note would have a prescribed amount of time off of purgatory. It might be a few years. It might be an immediate release. You never know. It would all depend on how much they would pay. Now, indulgences had been around for a few hundred years, but these indulgences would have been earned through prayer or worship or service or pilgrimage. Never before had it been like this, the wanton selling of indulgences for money. By the way, I'll mention too, indulgences are still around today. Now, the practice of indulgence selling, it rubbed Luther the wrong way. It wasn't so much the indulgence, because you have to remember, Luther is still Roman Catholic in 1517. So having indulgences wasn't a big deal. It was the money for forgiveness. It didn't sit well with him. He began to think about this. And surely the Pope, who, well, was widely respected among all the world for being a learned man, surely he would listen to simple concerns from simple brothers of the cloth. And Luther then began to kind of write down some of his ideas. But suddenly someone came onto the scene that would change the tone of Luther's concerns from conciliatory questions to accusing theses. His name was Johann Tetzel. Indulgence selling extraordinaire. We'll pick up next week. Let's pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank and praise you for feeding us the life-giving body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Send your Holy Spirit that having with our mouths received the Holy Sacrament, we may by faith obtain and eternally enjoy your divine grace the forgiveness of sins, unity with Christ, and life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in his peace.